Hi, thank you for holding. My name is Laura. I'm one of the account specialists in the area. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. It's a Monday, right? So it's a new work week.
Yeah.
That's all I gotta say.
No, I got you.
Now, I understand that you have only been in business for about a month, so congratulations. That's great to
Thank you.
hear. How has it been going for you?
Been difficult to say the least. I invested into Angie's ads and it just has not come to fruition. So it's a bit frustrating, especially since I'm about to have a baby, but
Oh,
you know.
congratulations, by the way. Oh, wow.
Thank
That's a
you.
lot to take on, a new business and a new baby.
Yes, ma'am. But I need the new business so the new baby can be well off.
Exactly. Now, I have heard conflicting information when it comes to Angie's List, so I'm assuming it's just not working for you at all, right?
Yeah, I think I went the wrong direction. I think I was supposed to go with Angie Leads, and I signed up with Angie Ads, and all they're
Okay.
doing really is supposed to get my name out there.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I would definitely just, I mean, just to kind of, I would just be careful with both of them. I hear more negative stuff than I hear positive stuff, but it does work for some people. The way that they kind of work, well, not the ads, the leads kind. The way that they work is when someone's looking for your business, they distribute that lead to not only you, but also your competition. So basically, whoever gets to it first gets the lead, but they're still going to charge you for it because they technically gave you a lead. So,
Right.
yeah, so just be careful with it, especially since you're in an area where you're not exactly sure, business-wise what you're going to do since you're barely starting. But our service is a little bit different. So this is an exclusive listing. So it is a listing that just opened up. So as soon as we start working with you as well, we don't work with any of your competitors. So we do close the listing down. Okay. Now I'm gonna
Okay.
go over the pricing for you, and then I'll go into what it includes. And you did get the new business credit as well, so it does give you our package at the lowest price that we have. There is no contract. It is a month-to-month service. It is monthly $249. There is no taxes or hidden fees on that, and there is a one-time setup fee of $99. So your total initial investment is $348, and then after that, $249. Now, what this is going to include is going to be complete Google Local optimization setup. So we are going to be putting your business on the first page of Google. I'm not sure if you're aware a little bit about how first page placement works.
I'm not, no.
Okay. So you get approximately 15 keywords, and those keywords you want to use of services that you offer. So when someone in your area looks up one of these keywords, your business is going to pop up on the first page of Google on the Google Maps section. 90% of the business is done on that first page. Also, 9 out of 10 people go on Google to search for services or businesses. So I'm sure you could see how that would benefit your company, right?
Yeah, I mean, I use Google religiously, so.
I know, me too. I think everybody does, even though they might not realize it. So that's what we
Yeah,
would
this
do
is
for
why I
your
was.
first. Uh-huh.
Oh, sorry.
No,
Oh, I was just
go ahead.
saying this is why I was adamant on getting on Google, but as you can understand, I'm a little bit skeptical because you guys work with Google, you're not exactly Google. And I've gotten everything set up with Google, except they won't pass through my account because I had no pictures of my business cards or receipts. But I
Okay.
have acquired both since. And so, like I said, I'm just a little taken back, you know,
Are you,
as
is
to
this a
what's going on with
cell phone
Google.
that we're
This
talking
is,
on? Okay. I'm going
yeah.
to send you a text message. So Google does not work with the small or medium companies. They basically have SEO companies like us because we are a Google Premier Channel partner company. So we are partnered with Google in that sense. I just sent you over a link to our pricing page. So that basically shows you our company information, which we are Local Splash, been in the business for over 18 years. If you scroll down, you see the Google Ads Partner where you can click on that box that takes you directly into Google, where it solidifies the fact that we are partnered with them. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and also accredited. And it has the packages a little bit below that, which the one I'm going over with you is the Platinum package. Which, I mean, the cost, you see the pricing is obviously different online. It's more, so we are offering it to you at a lower price. When it comes to getting your Google business profile set up, we take care of all of that. So the way that it would work is I need an actual physical address for you. Google is going to send over a verification PIN for you. They're going to send it through the mail, and then you give us a call with a verification PIN. That's how we start your Google business profile. We would also, you know, ask for some pictures from of the work that you have done on your side. So we can also set up your Google business profile, because obviously when people are looking up your business, they're going to want to see those things because that's what your competition has, you know. Right. So those are things that we do ask from you as well. Also, of course, reviews. So you are going to get a review tracker in the app that we're going to provide you. So all it's going to have a link that you're able to send over to your clients so they can leave reviews for you. You can also respond to the reviews through the app. And it's just another tool to have your Google business profile look better. Now, there's also going to be initial creation on Bing, since some people use Bing instead of Google, not very many, but your business will also be recognized on Bing, as well as Amazon Alexa, Siri, which is the voice recognition. What else was I going to tell you? And for the Google business profile, just to give you a bit of a timeline on that, it does take approximately 30 to 45 days to get you on the first page of Google, but that is because, you know, as I'm sure you know, with Google, everything needs to be verified that you are a legitimate business. But the good thing is that we are going to include Facebook ads in this package as well. So we have seen great returns with the Facebook ads. We also are partnered with Meta, so that's how we can get that taken care of. The way that the Facebook ads work is when somebody is looking for one of your services, one of those keywords in your area, when they go on Facebook, an ad for your business is going to pop up, and they can click to call you directly. So those, we've seen great returns on the Facebook. Do you have a business Facebook account by any chance?
I do. I just completed it actually today.
Oh, perfect. So that's the way that we would be able to do it for you. And as I did mention, you also are going to get an app. So those keywords that I was telling you about, you're going to be able to see who has been searching for those keywords, the location those searchers have been done as well, how many calls you have received. And if you need to change keywords or add keywords, you're going to be able to do that on the app as well.
Okay.
Yeah. So, sorry, one last thing. Also what is included is just going to be a basic website for your business also.
Okay. Well, I had purchased that through Google already when I was getting my Google business set up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm going to try to go to the last page I was on. But, yes, I did that when I was doing the Google sign-up for my business.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to log into my business right now.
No, you're okay. If you have a website as well, we could just manage it for you. The way that would work is when you add pictures onto the app, they would just automatically go into your website. So we take care of the management side for you also.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think?
Yeah,
you know,
I do have a website. It's tallpineheatingandcooling.com.
Okay, let me find that. Can you repeat it one more time, please?
It's all Yeah, no spaces, obviously. Tall Pines Heating and Cooling, LLC.com.
And then, well, I'm assuming it's spelled out. Yeah, so Tall Pine Heating and Cooling, LLC.com, right?
Yeah.
Pines with an S, or is it just Pines?
Pines with an S.
Okay. It's telling me it can't find it, so let me just make sure. Tall Pines Heating and Cooling, LLC.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not opening on my end. It's opening on your end?
Not necessarily. I mean, I'm wondering if it's because I don't have anything set up.
I don't know. But, I mean, if it has to do with Google and whatnot, if the website isn't active, I mean, we can fix that for you. So if you already purchased the domain, we can use your domain. So that's not a problem on our end. I mean, it's really, because when I type it in, it doesn't pull anything up. And I mean, on my end, I wouldn't know why.
Well, like I said, the only thing I can think of is the fact that I'm not verified yet.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it could possibly be. That's why we would basically take care of that for you. I mean, how does it all sound to you? Is it something that you would want to give us a shot with?
So, I mean, I basically, I want to just put out my end goal, and I think you pretty much went over it, really. I just want somebody to be able to type in heating and cooling or one of those keywords into the Google search bar, and then my name would pop up.
Correct. That's what we would do for you. And then also your Facebook ads, essentially. And, you know, all the services that you offer as well. So heating and cooling, obviously, is one of them. But the other services that you offer, you also want to use those as keywords. So when someone searches for those keywords, your business pops up on Google.
Okay.
And as I was mentioning, we'll fix the Google business profile for you as well. The website, issues, the way it's going to work is, I'm basically going to set up a, interview time for you to meet with one of the account managers, and they're going to go over the details of your business as well. And when it comes to this website and the Google business profile, they'll go more into details with you because they're the ones that are going to be in charge of like fixing that up for you. And then it's going to take approximately 5 to 7 business days to get your dashboard up and then, get all of your information over to the different directories. So you have a more, open or a more visible online presence as well. Also we're in about 7 to 14 days is when you're going to start seeing those Facebook ads. In about 30 to 45 days is when you're going to start seeing your, business on the first page of Google. So it does take a little bit. I have seen it sooner than 30 to 45 days. It really just depends on Google's end as well, how long it takes to get your Google business profile up and going for you. Okay?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's fine. I just have majority of the business profile put up. I'm not verified. That's the only thing. Like, everything that you had mentioned is what I pretty much had already done, except I can't get verified. I have to send a video of, and I have to be at my location, like my company's location. So I have to be in Waterford when I take this video and show my business cards and my receipts and stuff, and then I'm verified. So I guess, I don't know, I'm just confused, I guess, because these, what you're telling me is these folks are going to set up my Google business account, and I pretty much already have.
Well, I mean, when I search up your business, you don't pop up. So,
right, because I'm not verified, so it says not visible to the public.
Correct, but even when you set up your Google business profile, it's not going to put you on the first page of Google. So it's all it's going to be when you set up your Google business profile is when somebody types in your exact business name, then your business will pop up. But if somebody types in heating and cooling, your business is not going to pop up. So that's why what we do is do first page placement. We work with many companies that already have Google business profiles, but they're not popping up on the first page. Their competition is popping up on the first page. So what we do is get them on that first page to be able to be up there with their competition. So that's kind of what it is that we do. It's not a Google business profile is not what we specialize in. That's just something that we will help our customers if they don't have one. Which is not a problem on our end, but what we specialize in is first page placement.
Okay, but you could help me get it verified and online,
correct.
Right?
Yes. So if you're okay. having issues with it, we will fix that for you. We will get it done. I mean, we've been doing this for 18 years, you know, since we're partnered with Google. Fixing it is not an issue. We've done that before. I've had customers who for whatever reason, they did their Google business profile wrong. I don't know how, but a different company was popping up when they were searching for their company. And I was like, you really need to fix this because you're losing clients. They're going to another company when they look you up. And they look
right.
online and they see that they did it wrong. They're like, I don't know what I did. I'm like, I don't know either, but we'll fix it for you.
Well, yeah.
So.
Absolutely. If I could get some help getting this situated and be on the first page, yes, I would like to proceed.
Perfect. So let me make sure I have your information correct as well. And again, I'm going to get basic information right now when I set up the client interview time. It is approximately a 40-minute phone call. We do ask for you to reserve an hour window because they do go into detail with your company info to make sure everything's correct. But let me get basic info for you. And I do need to ask to make sure that your name is spelled the way I have it because everybody spells their name differently nowadays. So, Samuel, I have your spelling, S-A-M-U-E-L. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, perfect. And then what is your last name?
Balian, B as in boy, A-L-I-A-N.
B as in boy, A-L-I-A-N, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And then what is your email address?
It is sbalian25@gmail.com.
Okay. Let me get that one more time, please.
Sure. It is S as in Sam, B as in boy, ALIAN25@gmail.com.
Okay. All right. So it's basically seal and then IAM, right?
What? No, it's S, it's my first initial of my first name and then my last name and then 25@gmail.com.
Oh. My apologies. I heard. I heard T. I was like, why am I doing this wrong? Okay, cool.
Did you say seal? Like,
yes,
did you put
seal.
Oh,
yes, that's why I was like, this doesn't seem right. I was like, it's telling me it's not valid. Okay, good. I got that fixed. It's pulling up valid. And then this phone number, is this going to be also the business line?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
At some point, I'm going to get a new phone and just get a new personal number.
Okay. That's fine on that end. And then for business name, exact spelling, Tall Pines with an S, heating, and is spelled out cooling, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then what is the business address?
13 Allen Drive, Waterford, New York. 12188.
All right, perfect. Got that down. All right. Okay. All right, so put this down. Now, for your account authorized users, is it only going to be you, or do you want to add somebody else?
Just me at the moment.
Okay. And for the card that you're going to use, is it going to be your name on the card? And if so, is there a middle initial?
Yes, it is my name. And yes, middle initial is C.
C as in cat?
C as in Christopher, yep.
Okay, perfect. And then that's going to be the best phone number. Now, for some of the services that you offer, what are some keywords that you would want? So when someone searches for those keywords, your business pops up. What keywords would you like?
Well, is heating and cooling one?
Yes.
Is that one word?
Mm-hmm. That's one word.
Okay. So heating and cooling. Please help me out here.
Do you do like HVAC services or?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So let me put HVAC. And then, I just pulled up your Angie's List. So it says heating all. Okay. So residential. Do you do commercial HVAC?
I do commercial as well. Yeah.
Okay, so let me put commercial also. Okay. Let me see. How many do we have so far? So we have 1, 2, 3. Okay, you know what? I'm going to leave it like this right now. Think about any other keywords that you possibly can have when you meet with your account. Heating repair? Okay.
Yep, and air conditioning repair.
Okay. When you meet with the client specialist as well, they are going to also tell you what keywords in the area are the most searched. So if you offer any of those services, you can pick those as well. But they have access to the actual system on that end, so they'll tell you which keywords are the ones that are used most in your area. Okay?
Okay. That sounds
all
good.
Right. And then what does your availability look like? It could either be today or tomorrow. It is an hour window from when they call you.
Okay. Hang on one sec. I'm going to let you know because I just set up the job.
No worries.
Yeah.
We do have more availability tomorrow anyways. Today, we do have some availability, but not all hours.
Yeah, no, I'm going to have to go with tomorrow, which is the 18th.
Mm-hmm.
18th at noon.
Okay, so we are... Okay, yes, I can do that. So tomorrow between 12 and 1. And if I am available, I'm going to be the one that calls you and transfers you over to your account manager. If I am not available, they're going to call you anyways. It just won't be me. It'll be them who speaks with you directly. Okay?
Okay.
And then we are helping you with your Google Business Profile, your Facebook business page. Let me see if I can find it. Is it under Tall Pines Heating and Cooling?
It should be, yes.
Okay. Let me put Facebook, see if it pops up. If not, if I can't, oh, I think, no, what's popping up is Tall Pines, Farm Stoves, and Fireplaces. I'm assuming that's not you.
No, it's all uppercase.
Okay.
Everything is got caps lock on it, so.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is just, if you can just have the URL for tomorrow.
How would I do that?
All we're going to need is the URL. So if you go on the actual page of your Facebook at the top where, you know, you put normally like www or whatnot.
Of Facebook? On Facebook?
Yes. So if you're on the Facebook page, there is the URL. So the URL is the top part where you put normally like www or when you're searching for something. It'll have If you're on a computer, it's easier to see, but if you're on a mobile device, you can see it as well. It's like https-, and then it has like Facebook, and then it has your actual Facebook page. Because I'm looking for you.
Mm-hmm. I'm not even seeing that, which is weird.
Oh, are you on your...
http://tallpinesheatingandcooling.
Tall Pines Heating and Cooling. Let me see if I can find it on my end. And is it in, what city do you have it located in?
It's in Saratoga.
Maybe that's why I'm having problems. Saratoga. Let's see.
Can I send text messages back to the number that you sent me?
Yeah, you can text it to me right back. That's actually perfect. Yeah, because it's not, that's weird that it's not popping up. I'll wait for you to send that to me and then let me do everything else as well. So you do have the Facebook page. The website, so I'm going to let you speak with your account manager tomorrow about that, about the domain and the website to see if, you still want us to make a basic website for you or if you just need it to go up and running and we, maintain it for you. I'll let you talk to them about it tomorrow since they are more, they know more in detail about that stuff than I do. And I got your text message, so let's get up. Okay, let's copy. Got it. Oh, wow, this is nice. These are your business cards? Oh, they look, your business cards, everything looks really nice.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, it looks thank good. Okay. Good. I'm going to put this in here. That looks really nice, by the way. You're doing a good job.
Thank you so much. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's really nice. I like the colors that you have going on. It looks good. Okay. And then for the call tracking and the Splash Call app, I do always like to ask because some people do not like technology or all the extra bells and whistles. They like to call us directly. This is included in your package. Do you want me to have them activate it for you?
What is it again?
It's a call tracking. It's the app that you're going to receive. So you're going to be able to track all of your phone calls to your business. They are recorded as well, so you can always reach them. It has to do with also the keywords. Basically, you're going to be able to make changes on your app for you know, your marketing that you have going on. Some people prefer to call in to their account manager. Regardless if you get the app, you can always call in to get it fixed. It's just some people don't like that extra technology stuff.
Oh, I think I would like to have the app, yeah.
Okay. Most people do. It's just I always like to ask as well. Okay. And then yeah. For your hours of operation, what are your hours?
So my hours of operation are from 8 in the morning until 7 at night. No, I don't charge after hours rates unless it's after 7. So people, you know, let's say you, for instance, you don't get off of work until 4 and you don't know your furnace is out and you get home. And you call a company, they're going to charge you like $400 or $500 to come out there because it's after 4. So
okay.
I was kind of upset in seeing that practice, you know, so I figured I'd just keep it regular rates until 7. That way people can get home, you know, take their kids to soccer or whatever and not be scrutinized for it.
Okay. Okay. So do you want me to put it down daily then, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m.?
Yes, but not Saturday and Sunday.
Okay, not Saturday.
After hours.
Okay. But are you, but hold on, I want to make sure I have accurate. So you are able to work Saturday, Sunday, or after 7 p.m., but you're going to charge them extra. Is that what you're telling me, or do you not work at all?
Correct. No, correct. That's going to be after hours rate. Yeah.
Got it. Okay. So technically you are 24/7. Is that correct?
Yeah, technically.
Okay.
I guess I can manage the phone call if it happens on a Saturday, you know. I can inform people of race then.
So the reason why I ask is because for hours of operation, this is what's going to pop up on your Google business profile. So if we put, you know, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., then if somebody has a problem at 8 p.m., they're going to think you're closed and not want to call you. Does that make sense?
I know exactly that little closed sign right next to the hours of operation. I know
correct.
Exactly what you mean.
Yes, gotcha. Yes. So do you want me to put down 24/7? That means that you could get calls in the middle of the night. It's
yes, please.
Okay. Just want to make sure. All right. And
yeah,
then
no, I mean,
yeah.
It's dangerous if you don't have heat, you know.
Exactly, exactly. So I know in some places, I'm in California, so we don't really deal with that, you know.
You're in California?
Yes,
oh
our business
gosh,
is in Orange County. Oh, we're, it's 9:45 a.m. It's not too bad.
Orange County, I've seen that movie.
Right. Yeah, it's a movie too.
With Jack Black, yes.
Yeah. It's been a long time since I've seen that movie, but yes, there is a movie.
I'm an old man, yeah.
Now, for your specific target area. Yes, California. You can pick for...
I'm sorry, I just...
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry, I'm not even...
No, no, go ahead. You're good.
I just wanted to visit. Always wanted to visit the Redwood Forest and...
Oh, yeah. See, so the Redwood Forest is northern California, which is approximately maybe like 7-8 hours away from us, maybe. I know there's one that's a little bit closer, that's like 3 hours away. I've never been to it, but I have gone towards Yosemite area, which is up north, and it's really, really beautiful. Beautiful.
Oh, Yosemite.
Beautiful.
You know, fun fact about Yosemite is they have it's called a firefall. So they build a large bonfire on top of the waterfall, and they push it over the edge, and it looks like a fire waterfall.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know this. I'm looking it up right now.
Like I said, I've always wanted to come visit.
Oh, yeah. The pictures are beautiful.
Isn't
that's so
yeah.
cool.
Yeah,
oh,
I know.
Wow.
You guys are more towards, like, Beverly Hills and stuff, right? Orange
yeah.
County?
Los Angeles area.
What the kids, yeah, what the kids call now bougie.
Absolutely. You know, that's how I feel about a lot of California, Southern California at least.
Oh, that's funny.
It's great and all, but you know, it's not really my, I'm only here because of my kids and I don't want to take them away from their grandparents, but I just think California is way too expensive, honestly.
Oh my gosh,
much.
And then you hear about California not allowing gas furnaces to be put in.
Anymore. I know.
Like it's illegal.
Yeah.
And then not only that, they have the capability to control your electrical system. Like
mm-hmm.
if they think you have too much usage, like you're running the air conditioner too much, they can turn off your power.
Yeah.
Like that
yeah.
blows my mind. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I figure
that's
if I'm paying
like-
for it.
Exactly. That's the start of our problems, too. They're trying to take away gas cars by, like, 2035. I think it's 2035. Yeah. Everything's going to go electric. And our grid can't even handle what we use now. What's going to happen when we all have to have electric vehicles?
Don't you guys pretty much rely on the Hoover Dam to produce enough energy for California?
You know, I'm not sure where it comes from, to be honest with you. I'm not sure. But I don't know if it's the Hoover Dam, because I think that would be more Vegas. But, you know, I'm not sure.
True.
I'm not sure.
No, I got
you. But
New
whatever
York's
the case is.
Too.
Yeah, I know.
So, if you decide to take your kids and their grandparents and move to a different state, I... Do not suggest New York.
It's too busy for me. New York is too busy. Yeah. I've never been, but it just, everything I see on TV is just busy, and I can't do that type of busy. I just feel like I'd go crazy with everything going on.
It's very much extra, as they would say. Like, the driving is terrible. I just moved here from Michigan because my sister had a baby, and it's the worst place in the world. I love Michigan, though. 5% taxes across the board, no more, no less, just 5% taxes. Everybody drives nice, like they'll move over, let you pass them. Nobody cuts you off. Oh, it's great.
Dang,
and it's flat,
yeah.
So your car lasts like 300,000 miles.
Dang, and you just moved because of your niece or nephew being born? I mean, that was the only reason?
Yeah, 4 years ago, my sister had a baby, and while she wasn't supposed to have kids, and I figured it's time to move back and be part of the family. Now,
yeah, see.
4 years later, I'm making my own.
It's basically the same concept with me. The family is what's keeping me here, you know? So
If it wasn't for her family, and my family would throw an absolute fit because I'm 36, I'm the oldest, and it's my first kid, my family would crucify me if I moved and didn't let them see the baby.
They have some type of hold on you like that.
Yeah, enough to keep me in New York and start a company here, yeah.
Well, I'm sure it's going to work out perfectly for you, especially with doing this whole process. It's definitely going to have your business go out there more. And talking about that, I was actually going to ask about the specific target areas. So you can pick cities, counties, or zip codes of the areas that you service. So it's up to you what you want to decide on that end.
Right now? Well, it would be counties.
Okay. What counties?
Saratoga County.
Okay.
Schenectady County, spelled S-C-H-N-E-C-T-A-D-Y.
S-C-H-N-E-C, and what's after C?
No, it's S-C-H-E-N.
Okay.
Hang on, let me... S-C-H-E-N-E-C-T-A-D-Y.
County, okay. Got it. Oh, that's a interesting spelling. I looked it up online, too, to make sure I got it correct. Schenectady County?
Yeah, Schenectady.
All right.
Oh, I might, if I have a daughter, I might name her that, Schenectady.
Oh, no. Do not. You're going to give her some trauma.
I know, right? I was just saying, I can also do Warren County.
Warren, W-A-R-R-E-N?
Yep.
Okay. Any other county?
Hamilton.
Okay, Hamilton County. All right, any other counties?
Fulton. Sorry, we're in New York. These counties are tiny.
You're good. Let me make sure I have that correct. Fulton, F-U-L-T-O-N?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. And any other counties?
Montgomery.
Montgomery County. Okay.
And Schoharie. Spelled S-C-H-O-H-A-R-I-E.
Okay. Oh, wow. I looked it up right now. The Howie Caverns are there? That looks nice.
It's Howie Caverns, yes. I was just there last week.
Oh, really? Is it really as nice as the pictures?
Yeah.
It looks really cool.
Sorry.
You get there and it's like, oh, this is what I came for. All right. Okay, so I have that down. So I'm going to repeat the counties. Let me know if I'm missing anything. So we have Saratoga County, Schenectady County, Warren County, Hamilton County, Fulton County, Montgomery County, and the Schoharie County, correct?
Schoharie, yes, ma'am.
Schoharie,
thank you.
Oh, I don't think I can receive pictures on here, unfortunately.
Oh, really? Send her to a random algorithm?
No.
Like, oh.
Oh, you know what? Something did arrive. Let me see, but I don't think it's going to show me the dang pictures. I've never been able to get pictures. Oh, no. But you can send me the URL, and I can open the URL.
I don't know how to do, how do you do that?
The URL is the same thing. It's like what you search at the top, which is the search bar.
Oh, no,
yeah.
I sent you a family picture in Howe Caverns that we took last weekend.
Oh, no. Dang it, I can't see it. It's not going to let me see it.
It's all right. Oh. It's not that impressive. Just a bunch of rocks and a hole in the ground.
No worries. It's fine. Okay, so I think I pretty much have, okay, I have that down. So the last thing I'm going to need is going to be the card info. The card that you're going to use, is it going to be the billing address of the 13 Allen Drive?
Yeah.
Okay. And then is it going to be a MasterCard, a Visa, American Express, Discover?
Master.
Okay. And I am ready whenever you are.
Okay. 5297 2710 1389 5584.
Okay, and then the expiration?
12/25.
Okay, and the security code.
Now, you promised me this is going to help me out, like we're doing the right thing, because like I'm giving you all the money that I have.
Yes, I do. So like I did say, it's going to take approximately 7 to 14 business days to see that Facebook, those Facebook ads. The first page placement is going to take approximately 30 to 45 days. But as soon as it starts going for you is when you're going to start seeing the traction. The Facebook ads, honestly, those are the ones that we see the best return on. Because when someone's searching for your business and they can click to call you directly, that's where you're going to see the most traction, really, is going to be the Facebook ads for your business as well. So it's going to work for you. And I'm going to keep track as well of your actual app that you have so I can see the clients that you have been receiving. And I'll check in also because there is different options that you can also do to have your business grow when someone's searching for you, like Google Guaranteed, and, you know, there's more options for you. But obviously, you first want to start small so you can at least start getting some traction.
Right. Okay. Well, the security code is 378.
Okay. And then,
Thank you for that sense of relief.
No. It's honestly, like, you just got to think about it like this as well. When you are searching for something, where do you go?
Yeah, I know. Google. I know.
It's Google. So it's just where it is. And, let me see here. I think, oh, you know what? I also need this as well. So we do ask you a security question every time we call you, and that's how you can also verify that we're the ones who are actually calling you. So you have three to pick from. You have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Mother's maiden name would be fine.
Okay, and what is the answer?
Bishop, B-I-S-H-O-P.
Perfect. All right, so I'm saving that. Okay, No. No. All right. And we're giving you the best price on this as well. So normally the package is $5.99, so you are actually getting it. And also this pricing that you have is not going to change. So even if we raise our prices or anything along those lines, you're not, it's going to stay at the flat rate of $249 for you. Okay.
Okay.
Now the setup fee of the $99 is just going to be the one time for you as well to get all of your programming done for you. But after that, it's flat rate. There's no taxes, no hidden fees on that either. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And then we're almost done here as well. I'm just processing everything. As soon as I charge your card as well, you're going to get an email and a text message with the invoice. Also the welcome text message, and then the terms and conditions are going to be sent to you as well. So I'm going to go over those with you too. All right, we are almost done. All right. You should be receiving the emails and text messages at any moment as well. Okay, you should have received the text and email. I'm also going to resend you the terms and conditions link, so you can just click on the link. It's, for some people, it's easier to do it that way. And I'm also going to text you my our phone number and my extension directly where you can reach me. So let me send you that. And then I sent you, again, the link as well, so if you can click on the link, it's going to take you into the terms and conditions. And that's basically going over what we just went over, how we're going to send out your company info to the 60-plus directories. We're going to get you on the first page of Google. We're also going to do the Facebook ads for you. The Google ads, we're not doing that. It's more expensive. As soon as you start seeing everything picking up, if you want to do the Google ads, we can do that for you, as well as the Google Guaranteed. You don't have to worry about that. Basically, the live client support that tells you our business hours, the phone number where you can reach us, and then just basically the breakdown of the payment that you're, that it's included in your services. And then the cancellations and refunds, if you ever do want to cancel, just cancel 3 days before your billing date, three business days before your billing date. And the only thing I need you to do is just click on the I certify button at the bottom, type in your name, and just confirm signature.
Okay.
Okay, and then
that's
make sure.
For you.
You don't have to worry about that. That's going to be for you to actually go into the app, and that's not going to be set up for you. So the interview time, they're going to go over that information and then also provide you with your login info in about 3 to 5 days. That's as soon as we start getting your thing ready. I'm also going to email you as soon as we're off the phone an invitation for tomorrow's between 12 to 1 when you meet with the account manager. It's going to be a Google link invite, so I'll send that over to you. And I think that's about it. Do you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am. That should do it.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure, and we're going to keep in touch, okay? You have my number. Feel free to call me if you have any questions.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. You have a good rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.